Coach John Quintero, High School Spotlight, brought to you by Lolita's Mexican Restaurant, serving San Diego's best and greatest Mexican food since 1984. Coach JK, how are you tonight, sir?
Well, gentlemen, I'm on the freeway. I feel like a Big Ten fullback with a neck roll trying to get 3 yards a pop right now and trying to get to El Camino.
Wait a second. Did you say a Big Ten fullback with a neck roll? I can picture that right now. I love those guys.
I see somebody with a Wisconsin jersey on, Michigan jersey on, but I know exactly what you're talking about, Coach.
No tailback ever wore a neck roll.
No, but I can tell you, I'm on the right track. I'm going north rather than going south, Chris.
Yeah, you know where you're going. That's a good thing. But if you miss the first quarter of the game, Tony and I will cover for you, because I know traffic is brutal getting up here tonight.
No, it is. I had to stop home. My little dog had a little surgery the other day, and Kelly was working today, so I wanted to stop by and make sure she was doing okay and gave her dinner and got freshened up and looking forward to a big playoff game tonight. You know, El Camino, 4-6 on the year, but they play, you know, in the Avocado League, and, you know, that's as good a league as there is in San Diego. And you got Valley Center, who we actually did a couple of weeks ago. That game got fired out. They had that fire on that Friday. We went back up, Braden and I and the whole crew. We went up on Saturday night, and they had a great win against Escondido, and they're playing pretty well. They're 6-4 on the year. I think it'll be a pretty good game. I think it's going to come down to how well the offensive line for Valley Center can block the front seven of El Camino, because they're pretty talented on defense. And I think it's going to be a pretty good first-round game. You know, a lot of times these first-round games are kind of blowouts, and I don't think this is going to be a blowout by any stretch of the imagination. I think it's going to be a pretty good game tonight.
We had the El Camino coach on earlier, Michael Hobbs, and he was telling us about three of their losses this year, Coach. Basically came on a final minute of the game where they fumbled the ball away, and Lincoln ran one back for a touchdown, and they lost another game on a missed two-point conversion that they fumbled. And
yeah, they lost one because of a delay of game penalty.
He was saying, look, we are what we are. The record's 4-6, but El Camino might be a little better team than that just based on, you know, some of the tough losses they took this year.
Well, you know, three seasons ago they had a really good year, and they lost a lot of guys. You know, they got that one running back, Chris Brown, who's playing up there at Cal now and doing a pretty good job. And last year they had a really rough year. They played the toughest schedule in the county last year, and they went 1-9. And, again, they play in, you know, the Avocado League that's extremely tough. And, you know, they had a couple of good wins. They beat Oceanside a week ago, their arch rival. They'll take that in the Civil War battle, 28-24. And, again, I think they may be playing their best football of the year. I know coaches always like to say that this time of year, but I really believe El Camino is playing their best football of the year. But on the other side, I also think Valley Center is as well. And you guys will love this. You'll remember this guy really well because he had a great run, Chris, at Lori's alma mater, Colorado State, is the offensive coordinator. He's also the offensive coordinator now at Valley Center, and spent two different times at San Diego State over the years, Dave Lay. And here's a guy, 80 years old, still out there coaching, having a great time, and doing a great job for Valley Center and Rob Gilster.
Dave Lay was the head coach of Sweetwater, right?
He was at Sweetwater. Then he spent a couple of years at Orange Glen, where he had Cree Morris and Jake Nyberg, and then Rob Gilster took over.
All right, Coach. Usually on Fridays we have you on, and you give us your players of the week. Why don't you give them to us?
Okay, on the female side, we have a tennis player out of Pacific Ridge High School, a small school up in North County, by the name of Sophie Schmitter. Sophie helped lead the Firebirds to an upset win over top-seeded Carlsbad, 10-8, to win the Division One team title. She won her singles match 6-2, 6-0, 6-0. So congratulations to Sophie Schmitter, a junior tennis player at Pacific Ridge High School. And on the boys' side, we had a young man by the name of Jaheim Allen Pompage, a senior wide receiver at Mount Miguel. Last week, he broke a couple of San Diego section receiving records, tied another. He's also the national leader in yards this year. Last week, Allen Pompage caught 17 passes for 269 yards, four touchdowns, as the Matadors defeated Del Norte High School 49-26. On the year, Allen Pompage has 102 catches right now. He's 5'7", 130 pounds.
Wow. Sounds like Hunter Renfro.
Hey,
one of those guys that just knows how to get open.
It. Yeah, so
he's one of those guys that knows how to get.
Congratulations to Jaheim Allen Pompey, senior wide receiver at Mount Miguel High School, and again, Sophie Schmitter, a junior tennis player at Pacific Ridge High School. A job well done by those two student athletes.
No question about that, Coach. Well, it'll be a job well done for you if you can, you and your neck roll can fight through traffic and get on up here for kickoff at 7 o'clock. Game of the week, El Camino hosting Valley Center. The coach, John Quintero, Braden Soprano, will have the call beginning at 7 o'clock right after our program tonight. Coach, thanks as always for the time.
Thank you, Coach.
All right, gentlemen, enjoy the great sports weekend. We got a lot to look forward to, and I am anxious to see those new Padre unis.
That's yes, you and us both.
That's it, right. All right, thanks, Coach. The high school report brought to you by Lolita's Mexican Food. It's serving San Diego's best Mexican food since 1984 with 7 locations in town. Lolita's Mexican Food.